I had the dreads for so long, I just decided it's time for me to switch it up.
How long is so long?
I had it since like 10th grade in high school, so had to go home and get a new look.
Okay.
This wasn't like you had to get rid of the injury bug and get rid of the curse of the injury, was it?
Oh, no, it's just something I felt was time. You know, my mom has been on my case for about 5 years about it, so that really made her day, so I did it for her.
Did it make your day to be back out there today?
Yeah, it felt real good. It was exciting. It was almost like, you know, a kid waiting the night before Christmas. I was real excited about getting back up here, getting back on the field. So I felt like a little kid at the candy store. It was fun being out there.
You came back and did a few things, you know, a couple of weeks ago, but are you back now? I mean, are you fully back, do you think?
I mean, I feel good. I did everything. I participated with everything today. So now it's just keep pushing forward, see how the rest of the week goes, and keep, like, taking steps forward, not having any setbacks.
What were those setbacks, and what was the reason that it took to this point to really get back?
It was just that point, like, it took a lot of strengthening, so it was days where it felt good, like, walking around, but it wasn't quite as strong yet as far as moving and running at full speed, so today was a plus. I mean, I didn't hold anything back. I was moving good, and I felt good about it.
What's the challenge coming back three games into the regular season?
Just really, you know, don't get caught up in about missing three games, feeling like you're behind on the eight ball. Just do your job, let the game come to you, and like, don't go chasing things and forcing things that are not there.
I know how difficult, you know, this whole week can be, but just after not pretty much, I think, 32 straight games or whatever, just what was this like kind of having to watch this thing from the sidelines as opposed to, you know, being out there with those guys?
Well, it's tough because as a competitor, you want to be out there to help your team out the best way you can. So, I mean, it was a very humbling experience, but I know that's part of the game. So now my main focus was to try to get back healthy and get back on the field as soon as possible. I'd be very excited. I'm so excited and ready to get back on the field. You know, I enjoy being out on the field. That's what I love to do, and that's my job. So I'm just excited. Like I said, I was excited to even put on my pads and practice today. So I'm really going to be excited come Sunday.
How do you know when that strength is where you want it? I mean, what do you feel and what can you do out there that gives you that confidence?
You know your strength there is like when you're capable and able to run around full speed with nothing holding you back. So, like I said, the training room does a great job having you do different exercises. Strength and conditioning coach, Coach Levitt, does a great job with us strengthening those certain areas that we hurt. So that's all you got to do is stick to the regimen and just keep building that strength so you don't have any setbacks.
Morgan, what did you see from Chris Pangio, you know, while you were out, kind of how he stepped up?
He did a great job. Like, he came in, you know, he didn't come in the start of OTAs or training camp like everyone else did, but he came in, handled himself like a pro, picked up defense quickly, and then he went out there with good composure. Like, he didn't get rattled or anything. And if you didn't know Chris, you would think he'd been here for a while. So he's been doing a great job. And like I said, in that room, we compete with one another, but at the same time, we root for each other to do a great job. And he's been doing good, stepping up.
Now, you just probably just started your film story. Maybe you haven't even started yet, but what kind of challenges does this Lions team face with Bush and Johnson and everything else?
Well, they have a very explosive offense, like you said. They got a lot of weapons, and Calvin Johnson, Reggie Bush. You got Pettigrew at tight end. You got Matthew Stafford at quarterback. So, like I said, they got weapons, so you got to trust your defense, trust your technique. Like I said, you can't get out of line with guessing or anything because they're a good team, and most importantly, it's a division game. So we both know each other very well, and those are the games you get excited for because it's a big rivalry.